The inaugural National Family Violence Summit was held in Canberra today. In a world first, politicians, service providers and survivors of family violence gathered to work toward a goal of defeating domestic violence. One of today's speakers was Jess Hill, a journalist from The Monthly who specialises in reporting on domestic violence. She told The Wire's Lucy Robinson how responsible media coverage can help to address the problem.
The media plays a role in awareness and understanding, and that's key to people leaving abusive relationships. What they need in order to leave an abusive relationship is an understanding that they're in an abusive relationship to start with. So after you see programs like Q&A, special on domestic violence earlier this year, hitting home on the ABC, calls to helplines go through the roof. And partly that's because people watch the television and see their relationship being spoken about as domestic violence. If media is able to do that responsibly and get across the right messages and an accurate portrayal, that's fundamental in reducing it. If they get across the wrong messages, it can then mask domestic violence for people who are experiencing it. It's vital that the media represents domestic violence in an accurate and proportionate manner.
How responsible would you say our current media reporting around the issue is?
It's a lot better than it used to be, but we've still got a long way to go. A lot of journalists really do mean well, and I think there's a lot of pressure on journalists to bust myths about domestic violence as though they're concealing the truth of it on purpose, and that's not happening. I think just a lot of journalists don't understand it. We still see some really key mistakes being made. There's a lot of sensationalising of domestic violence, using the really obvious, very disturbing, provocative physical incidents to define it, rather than learning how to write about and portray relationships that are much more about that long, slow burn of terror and intimidation, because that's what most domestic violence is. There's still a lot of inadvertent victim blaming where I think the writers aren't even aware that they're doing it. One example of that was when the farmer, Jeff Hunt, killed his wife and three children. And the way the article was framed was that it was because his wife had acquired a disability, as though that sort of made the perpetrator's violence understandable. The reason why journalists are framing their articles like that is that that's material that they're getting from friends, from police. It's not intended to blame the victim, but that's what it ends up being.
So as a journalist who reports a lot on domestic violence, what personal guidelines do you set yourself for reporting on these kind of stories?
When sitting with a survivor, to give that survivor more time than I need for the things that I need for the story. So often I give myself more time than I would expect. Also, coming at the story with the understanding that most domestic violence at its core is defined by a need for control. Part of it is having an understanding of domestic violence, knowing how to come at survivors with that understanding so they then feel like they're talking to somebody who understands. I think you get a lot more out of the story that way, but really focusing on not using sensational elements too often.
Jess Hill, investigative journalist for The Monthly. A key purpose of this summer is to compile a report that will be delivered to Malcolm Turnbull to help drive policy change and programs to help defeat domestic violence in Australia. Dr. Anne O'Neill is a victimologist and the founder of support program Angel Hands. She was a guest speaker at the summit today and shared her recommendations for this report.
I'd like to see two things. One is a dedicated commissioner or minister for family safety, and the second is that there's a dedicated budget for family safety and that it is coordinated with the other service providers, but that we know exactly what we're doing in this space to keep families safe, because it's a basic human right.
And is that what you've been advocating for through your speeches today?
It's certainly one of the things. I mean, it's not just government that needs to get on board and help, you know, together to keep her safe. It's actually every single one of us. We need to use our voting power appropriately. We need to use our community and our own people power to believe and support people in our own networks when they come forth and disclose they're living in fear. And then, of course, we've got businesses and philanthropic organisations and entities that again, are part of that. This isn't an economic issue. It's an issue that is a basic human right.
Anne O'Neill, victimologist and founder of Angel Hands, speaking with The Wire's Lucy Robinson.